Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Coffee farmers to benefit from inputs and training under the Agriculture Ministry's Productivity Incentive Scheme. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Registered coffee farmers are set to benefit from an $80 million initiative to boost their productivity. The project falls under the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Productivity Incentive Program and will go towards, among other things, the purchase of inputs such as fertilizers and fungicides, tools and training.
It will commence almost immediately. The Coffee Industry Board will be responsible for dispersing and advising on what farmers are to get and the quantities, and because they have all the farmers registered.
Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda explains that the move is expected to increase the productivity level of coffee from the current 20 boxes per acre to 80 boxes per acre.
What we are going to insist on achieving is increased production of high mountain and lowland coffee. And what will be the objective? The objective will be to ensure that the coffee produced in Jamaica, blended or pure, is grown here in Jamaica.
He says the government is committed to supporting a vibrant coffee industry for export and to supply the domestic market. Mr. Samuda is reminding farmers that the government does not set coffee prices, adding that the prices are usually market-driven and determined by supply and demand. Farmers are now being paid approximately $6,000 per box compared to the approximately $10,000 per box they received in 2016. Mr. Samuda explains that the decline is caused by a decrease in prices from Japan, the main buyer of the Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee. The agriculture minister adds that the Japanese have also invested in better storage systems, allowing them to better preserve and store the Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee for longer periods. The government will be undertaking a multi-pronged approach, including market diversification, increased productivity at production of the Blue Mountain, High Mountain, and Lowland coffee varieties to boost the industry.
And I'm also going to ask that the exporters, the marketers, search out new markets and not be so totally dependent on Japan. We have to find alternate markets. And it will be coupled with our productivity. The farmers must produce more. They must learn the techniques, be taught. We will provide the training, and we will back you up and support you to the fullest extent possible.
Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda. He was speaking at a briefing with coffee growers from the Blue Mountain area to discuss their concerns regarding the current price of coffee. The meeting was in response to a request by the farmers who voiced discontent over the price per box of Blue Mountain coffee beans that they currently earn from the marketing companies. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day, creep before you walk. Translation, creep before you walk. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Tell us what you know about crime. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope and mark X on it. Put it in any post office box. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, in your endeavor to succeed, be patient and take things in stages. That's it for today's program. We want to hear from you. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, JIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.